guest interview segment this morning. And joining us in studio today with the Star Valley Ridge Riders, that is Derek Mortensen. Derek, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing, Duke?
Doing great.
He doesn't care how I'm feeling. I'm just kidding. Derek, thanks for coming in. We actually made you do a couple laps. We appreciate you persevering so you can come in and talk to us about the hill climb. And you talk about the Ridge Riders and all the good things that they do. The hill climb is part of it. But before we get to the hill climb, that's where I want to touch on the Ridge Riders. You guys are out there doing different things, like the avalanche beacon check and things like that. Talk about the Ridge Riders and what they do for the area in terms of riding and community.
Yes. So as far as the Ridge Riders, we're trying to make it so that because we have such long winters here, this winter is an exception as far as snowmobiling. But we're trying to make it so that people feel like they're safe when they're out in the backcountry. And doing the beacon check, things like that. We're trying to make it so that people feel like they can check their gear. They know that their gear is working when they're headed out, and they know that they're going to be safe on the hillside.
So, Derek, where can people do this? Remind us where those check stations are.
Yes, so the check station is up South End. There's one up South End where they can ride past it.
Perfect. Derek Mortensen in studio this morning. Star Valley Ridge Riders, of course, a big part of the Afton Simplot Hill Climb. What do you know how long it's been going? What is this year? Do you have any idea?
Man, off the top of my head, I want to say at least 20 years.
And I think it's closer to 30 because I remember the sleds did not make it to the top in the early days. It was a high point. Whoever the high pointer was. And then I remember someone saying, hey, someone made it up at the top. And you're like, wow, sleds were, obviously the sleds have changed and little things like that. But this is one of the funnest courses. You always hear that from the riders on the circuit. Isn't that right, Derek?
Yes. So a lot of the riders, they want to sign up for the Afton Hill Climb. It's not as long as Jackson, but they like it because it's just as challenging as Jackson, and they can get their sleds ready for Jackson.
Derek, talk about the sleds, and Dal alluded to this, the improvements in performance, if you will, on the sleds. But walk us through these machines for someone that isn't maybe in that world. Tell us some of the specifics that these riders are using.
Yes. So, and I may date me and Dal just a little bit, but back in the day, the Polarises and the Skidoos and those sleds, they weren't as powerful as they are today. Today they're using 850 motors, longer tracks. You can go up to a 174 track. I remember when, the 1-inch lug on the track was, if you had a 1-inch lug, you had made it in this world. Now it's not uncommon to have like a 3-inch lug, and that gets you up the hill.
And as far as it used to be an actual seat on the old sleds, Duke, you're not sitting on your way up these hills there. I mean, the riding that you guys are doing, some crazy acrobatic and efforts just to get up the hill.
Yes. Yeah. You're not sitting down on the seat. I mean, you're using a lot of shoulder strength. You're using a lot of balance, a lot of, leg. You're just putting your whole body into it.
Derek Mortensen in studio this morning talking about the Afton Simplot Hill Climb, which hits Lincoln County next weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Derek, of course, we have a great group of local riders that compete in this thing, but people are coming from all over. Do you know where the farthest competitor is coming from off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, I think there's some that come from British Columbia.
Wow.
Another country.
I want to say. Yeah, clear up there in Canada.
And about how many riders total compete in this over the weekend?
There's over 60 riders that compete in this every weekend.
And of course, it's their crew and their families. It's a lot of people that come into town for this.
There is. It's a big event for Afton.
It's a great opportunity for people to not only come and enjoy it, because there's all sorts of ways to enjoy it. It's up Grover Park, but there's going to be food, there's apparel, there's all kinds of different things to get people to come and watch, correct?
Yes. Burger Barn's going to be there again.
Oh, Burger Barn's going to be there. I'm going to be there.
Right. they're going to have the... I get them at the fair all the time. I can't remember the top of my head. Goodness. I always look forward to it every year to getting the fried food. But, yes, we're going to have apparel there.
Is it the Warren's? Does the fried one? Is that yes. what you're talking about? The Warren's
yes.
trailer?
Yeah, Warren's. Okay. I always look forward to that every year because I've got to get my fix.
Love it.
And typically when people go up there, they will go and you guys have got it kind of streamlined now. It used to be people would try and park as close as they could and walk up there. Now you're parking basically down there in Grover in a field. And then there's usually a volunteer group that takes you up every so many minutes. Is that still going on?
Yes. So again, this year we have the bowling team from Afton. Amy Hansen's the one that's spearheading that. And she did a great job last year. She's going to do a great job this year. She's looking forward to it. So we're going to have shuttles. It's free to go up, but feel free to give tips because that does go to the bowling league and the bowling team that travels.
Derek Mortensen this morning. The Afton Simplot Hill Climb is next weekend in Grover, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, free to attend. And, of course, that shuttle, as Derek just mentioned. This is a sports show, Derek, so let's bring it to the sports aspect of this, being a competition. How does it work from a competition standpoint, and what does it mean if you win this thing?
Yes. So you've got gates that you ride through, gate 1 through 25 on our course, and... the fastest one through the gates, by Sunday, win some cash. And so we do King of Kings. We do, the top person in each class, is in the money when it comes to Sunday, when they qualify, Friday through Saturday. And so, yeah, it's definitely a competition. We try to keep it safe. But yeah, the fastest person through gate 1 through 25 wins.
The other thing we got to mention is, I think having the hill climb here for however long it's been, we're kicking that around. But the locals, you've got some of the best riders in the country right here locally. The one that obviously jumps to the top of my head is Luke Rainey. But you've got a lot of sponsored riders from Star Valley and Eastern and Western Wyoming that compete in this and are some of the best of the best.
Yes, we do. We have. Luke Rainey, like you say, Andy Thomas.
Yeah, Andy, I forgot about
him. We got, Tittenser that's in
Brandon.
There.
Brandon
Tittenser.
Let's go, yep. Brandon.
Yep.
Easy.
We all like to cheer on our local riders and we get loud on the course, when they ride up, but it's always fun to see these guys. We've always got to put, these other guys too that are really good in the race world. On there, Curtis, why can't I remember his last name?
Because you're live on the radio. That's why. Yes. That's what happens.
This is horrible. Everybody's going to get on my case now because I forgot his last name. But we all know Curtis. And
he goes by Curtis.
Yeah.
Like a soccer player. Yeah. One name.
This is horrible. I'm going to get roasted for this one. But, he's been King of Kings, even on Jackson for the last, 7 years.
Very cool.
You know, I just want to mention one more thing, Derek, that it's the Ridge Riders and the volunteers. You think about how many people it takes to put this together. You got to work with the Forest Service and kind of walk that line with those guys. But, you know, not everybody is going to volunteer to go and catch a sled up on an incline. And I think that Star Valley and Western Wyoming has just some of the most amazing volunteers across the board. These are the same ones that are part of the search and rescue and the EMS and these types of things. How many volunteers are helping with this?
Yes, so we have about 45 volunteers that help with the Ridge Riders, and we're a wonderful group of people. We love to be on the hill and helping these guys out when they get stuck. If their sled rolls down a little bit, we try to catch it the best we can. And we just have an unbelievable crew as far as the Ridge Riders. Everybody pulls together to make this thing happen. And it's so neat to see.
Well, Derek, we appreciate your time. Appreciate the work that you and all the volunteers put in to make this incredible event a staple in our community. And wish you guys the best of luck. One final question is snow conditions. I mean, last year, you guys almost had too much snow. This year, it's been a completely different story. How things looking up on the hill right now?
Yes. So snow condition has been a question the last month. I'm sure glad to see these last few snowstorms come in. I went up this last Tuesday. We're about a 24-inch average on the hill.
And is that good enough?
Yes.
Okay, so we're good.
Things we're good.
Okay. Derek, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Derek Mortensen, Star Valley Ridge Riders, and the Afton Simplot Hill Climb next weekend in Grover. It's First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.